Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and those of you who have heard my other content on Blind Cool Tech know that I've done a lot of podcasts on the Macintosh, and I still plan to do more of those as time permits, but what I'm going to show you on this podcast is something different. What we're going to look at on this show is how you can install Tox, the screen reader, on your Symbian mobile phone without sighted assistance. It is possible to do that, and I'm going to show you how that can be done. Before we get into that, let me just give a brief overview of these cell phones, for those of you who may not be familiar with it. There are two mobile platforms at this point that are able to run screen readers, soon to be three, hopefully. I know a screen reader for the BlackBerry is also in the works, but at present, there are two platforms that can run screen readers. One of them is Windows Mobile, and the other one is Series 60, which runs on the Symbian operating system, and the majority of those phones are made by Nokia. And both platforms have screen readers available. For the Symbian platform, you can get Tox from Nuance or MobileSpeak from Code Factory. And on the Windows Mobile side, both the Pocket PC platform, which uses touchscreens, and the smartphone Windows Mobile platform, which does not use a touchscreen, there is MobileSpeak from Code Factory. And currently, that's the only one that's available for all of the Windows Mobile smartphones. You can get Tox for Windows Mobile with Verizon. I believe it runs on the Motorola Q9H. And that is going to be available for all of the Windows Mobile phones later this summer. So both of these platforms can be made accessible with a screen reader. As far as which one is better than another, they both have similar functionality as far as what they can do. You can certainly make and receive calls. You can send and receive text messages. You can do email, the internet. Although, and this is coming from someone who does have phones in both platforms, I use T-Mobile as my provider, and they use a GSM, so you can move your SIM card from phone to phone, which is a good thing, because you're not limited then to the phones that the carrier offers you, and T-Mobile actually doesn't offer any of the Symbian phones. But if you use T-Mobile or AT&T, you can use either Symbian or Windows Mobile. If you use Sprint or Verizon and you don't want to change, then Windows Mobile would be your only choice because the Symbian phones don't work on the CDMA networks. But that aside, I do think that if you can, the Symbian phones are by far a better way to go, mainly because of stability. The Symbian phones, at least in my experience, do not crash near as often. Not to say they're exempt from crashes. Any computer device can do that, but it's very rare. They manage their memory much better, more responsive. The web browser, by far, is better on Symbian phones than Windows Mobile. So, if you are, using one of the GSM networks and are looking for a phone that can be made accessible, I would say Symbian is the better choice. And there are several Nokia phones in all the different form factors, a flip, candy bar style, slider, and you can even get them in the style of a BlackBerry with a QWERTY keyboard. And the one that I'm going to show you how Tox is installed on, what I'll be using, is a Nokia 6120 Classic. This is a compact candy bar style phone. It's got pretty large buttons for the keypad, and it's a standard keypad, and it's a really nice little compact phone. So that's what we'll be using for this demonstration. Here's what you will need to install this. You will need either a PC running either Windows XP or Windows Vista, or if you have a Macintosh, you will need to be running Windows on your Mac, either using a Fusion or a Bootcamp, one of those things. Unfortunately, there's no way to install the screen reader using a Macintosh totally without sighted help. You can do it using either Bluetooth or just transfer the file to the memory card and then run that from the file manager, but you would need site help to do that. Hopefully at some point Nokia will develop a version of PC Suite for the Macintosh, and that would hopefully then alleviate that issue. But as of this point, unfortunately, the only way you can totally install this without sighted help is using Windows. And that's really, getting back to the two different platforms for just a moment, one other thing I wanted to comment on too. The one pet peeve I've still got about both of these platforms is that we have to pay extra and purchase software to make these devices accessible, and it should not have to be that way. Nokia, Symbian, Microsoft, they should be taking on the responsibility of building this accessibility into these operating systems, and there's no excuse for not doing that, as far as I'm concerned. It's not like they don't know that these products exist, because they do. And the Nokia phones have some limited functionality. Some of them do. They have a product called a Voice Aid built into them, which gives you access to the dialer, contacts, to the time. And they do have a message reader, which will read incoming messages, and they do have the ability to speak the caller's name when you get a call, but that's it. As far as the menus go, or browsing the internet or anything like that, you would have to get a screen reader at this point, and that I find is really unacceptable. I mean, it should not take third-party companies developing this stuff for accessibility. I mean, Apple's done it with the Macintosh, they've done it with their iPods, and these other companies need to step up to the plate and do the same. There's no excuse for not doing that, as far as I'm concerned. But enough of my soapbox on that. I'm probably preaching to the choir when I say that. I'm sure most people would agree with me on that. But anyway, so getting back to what you'll need here, you'll need a PC or a Mac with Windows installed. You'll need Windows XP or Windows Vista. You'll need the USB cable that comes with the phone, or a compatible cable. You'll also need to download and install Nokia PC Suite from the Nokia website, which, at least in the U.S., is NokiaUSA.com. If you're in Europe, you can get it from Europe.Nokia.com, I believe. The software is not the most accessible, but for installing applications, it's sufficient. The install is pretty easy also. It should work with most of the screen readers. I know with the JAWS and WindowEyes it works, and with System Access it also works decently. So that shouldn't be a problem. Once the PC Suite is installed, we're ready to go ahead and get started. Now, usually when you would do this would probably be if you get a new phone, or if you maybe received one used, or something to that effect. Now, with the current Nokia phones that run Symbian 9, either 9.1, 9.2, or 9.3, they've added some security features, which some people have criticized them for, both developers and users. Basically, for certain applications, you can only install them if they are signed. And I personally don't really agree with that either. I mean, the security, of course, is designed to prevent, installing something that's, harmful. But really, I mean, the best way to avoid that is just use common sense. Don't install something, and don't agree to install something unless you know where it's from and know the source. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, common sense. But in any case, in order for this to install, it does have to be signed. At least the main Tox application does. And the way the signatures work is they do have a date and timestamp, so the date on your phone needs to be set at least within a certain range, or the software will not install. Now, the only really way to get into the menus to set that, you would need sighted help to go into the menus and go to date and time and set that. So there is another way, though. It just so happens that when you reset these phones and tell them to reformat, basically their memory, that is the first screen that they take you to, is your city selection and the options for setting the date and time. So that's how it's possible to set this without sighted help. So the way you would do that, if you get a phone that you just received, The other thing you'll want to do too is become familiar with the keypad beforehand, because there's some keys that you'll need to know, particularly the left and right soft keys, which Tox calls key 1 and key 2. Those are the most important ones, but the number pad too is very helpful to know, and most of them are standard. The only time that would be an issue is if you have a phone with a QWERTY keyboard, because in that case, then some of the keys on the keyboard function as numbers. With the ones I've seen, the G is the number 5, and you can find it because it has a dot on it. And then from there, you can branch off and find the numbers. The difference, though, is where the star and the pound are located. On a QWERTY keyboard, if you can find the whatever key on the keyboard has your dot on it, then above that is the first row, and you have 1, 2, 3, and the star key. And then below that, you've got 4, 5, 6, and the number sign. And then below that, you have 7, 8, 9, 0, with whatever keys you know that corresponds to on a phone with a QWERTY keyboard. If you've got a phone with a standard numpad, then you know that's fine. The keys are in the usual place. So what we want to do, I'm going to turn on this phone, and also, if you can, and if you've already got your service, go ahead and insert your SIM card at this point, because that way the phone will usually start with the normal profile, which can also be helpful. So I'm going to turn on this phone, and it'll vibrate a little bit to let me know that it's on, and you may or may not hear the Nokia startup sound right away. If you don't, then probably what you're on is a screen asking if you want to continue using the phone in offline mode. And in that case, what you would do is press the right soft key for no. But in my case, mine should start up, and I should hear the Nokia sound, and I should be right on the home screen, which is what we want to be, and that's what you want to try to get to when you first take a phone out of a box. And if you're not sure on that, what you can do is press the end key or the hang-up key, and that will make sure that you're on that screen. Okay, what we want to do then is tell this phone to basically do a hard reset on itself. And that will allow us to get to those screens I was talking about where we can enter the date and time without sighted help. So to do that, when you're on the phone screen, which again you should be if you press the end key, what we want to do is press the numbers, well, star, pound, or in Europe I think it's called hash, but the star and the pound or hash key, then 7370, and then the number sign key again. So I'm going to press that now. Do star, pound, and you can hear the touch tones, too, if you listen closely, too, which is why I suggested putting in the SIM card, and that way you'll start at the normal profile. So we got star and pound entered. Let's do 7370 and the pound again. Now, the screen we've got in front of us is saying, you know, this is going to reset and delete everything, and if you would be using a phone that, you know, was owned by someone else, or if there would be anything you'd want to save for some reason, it's important to back this stuff up before continuing, because it will erase the memory and reformat itself. But if you've got a brand new phone, that shouldn't be an issue. So we're on the screen that's saying, basically, are you sure you want to do this to reformat the phone? The left soft key says is for yes, and the right soft key is no. So we want to press the left soft key for yes, and now it asks for a default or a passcode. The default code on the Nokia phones is 12345. So I'm just going to enter that on the number pad and press the left soft key again for OK. And it beeps and it has restarted, and now it will erase everything in memory, reformat itself, and boot up. Then we should hear the Nokia startup sound, and then we will be on the first screen of the setup. And in a moment, we should hear the startup sound. Okay, there we go. So now we're on the city selection. That you can safely skip. You can just press the right soft key to cancel that. Okay. Now, the screen you will come to next depends on what phone you've got. If you have a Symbian 9.1 phone, which would be like the N73, the N75, the E50, the E60, the E61, the E61i. Let's see. I think I covered most of them that are Symbian 9.1. The E65 also is Symbian 9.1. Then the next screen you will come to is the time screen. And you can enter anything you really want there. You can just put 1200 for 12 o'clock or something like that, and then press the left soft key to continue. If you're on any other phone, a Symbian 9.2 or 9.3 phone, this one is Symbian 9.2 that I'm using, the second screen you will come to is the date screen. Now, for this, what we need to do is, and the phone could also be set in a couple of different date formats. It could be set for European, which does the day and then the month, or it could be set for United States, which is month and then the day. So to avoid that issue, what I would suggest doing is enter a date at this point. It has to be probably within 2009 as of Talks version 4 for this recording. So what I would do is enter a date like March the 3rd, so it'd be 03032009, because that way it doesn't matter if it's in European or US date format at this point, it will still work. So I'm going to do that now. I'm just going to type in, actually what I'm going to probably do, because the screensaver might have kicked in, and I want to make sure that all the numbers get entered. So what I'm going to do here is just press the clear key. Even though there's nothing to erase at this point, that way it takes the screensaver out. Okay, I'm going to type in 03032009 because my phone is a Symbian 9.2 phone and the date prompt comes second. Again, if you're on a Symbian 9.1 phone, one of the ones I mentioned before, the time will come first. Just enter a time and then press the left soft key and then you will be on the date prompt. So, anyway, I'm going to type in 03032009. And you can, of course, set the date and time correctly once you have speech. Okay, then we press the left soft key for OK. And now I should be on the time screen. And it doesn't really matter what time I type in here. I'm just going to put in 1200. And again, of course, with the 9.1 phones, these two prompts will be reversed. Okay, I'm just going to press the left soft key. And now what this takes us to, a lot of times some of these phones do, is takes us to a screen asking, you know, do you want to view the tutorial and that type of thing. At this point, we can just press the end key to make sure we're on the home screen. And now what you might do to make sure that you're on the home screen is, assuming you've inserted your SIM card, is just dial a couple of numbers, and you should hear the touch tones. And that's a good sign if you do. And I did, so I'm just going to press the right soft key, which is the key to go back to the main screen. Okay, so now our date should be set correctly, and we should be able to install this. You'll need to download Talks from a site. You can either go to the Nuance site, which is Nuance, nuance.com/talks, T-A-L-K-S, or you can also download it from places like a TalkNav, which is where I would also recommend that you purchase a license, because you can get the license code emailed to you. And you'll probably need to do that after it's installed, because it is licensed either to your particular phone or your SIM card. Hopefully at some point, that is one thing that Code Factory has done on the Windows Mobile side, is done a user-centered licensing scheme where you can just transfer it from one to another without regard to carrier or handset. But on the Symbian side, with MobileSpeak, it is licensed to the handset. And with Talks, you can license it either to the handset or a SIM card. Of course, then if you license it to the handset and you switch handsets, you have to pay an upgrade fee. And if you license it to the SIM card, it's good. You can move it from phone to phone. But if your carrier then issues you a new SIM card, or if you switch carriers, GSM carriers, you would also be switching SIM cards. You would then have to, pay the pay a transfer fee for that. So, again, another reason why, again, these companies should be building the accessibility into the products, and we wouldn't even have issues like that. But, okay, so, sitting on the home screen here of the phone, and what we want to do here is go ahead and open up Nokia PC Suite. Once you've downloaded the Talks install file, you'll also want to download one of the voices, either Eloquence or one of the RealSpeak or Vocalizer voices, which those are licensed. You can initially purchase a license for the Eloquence speech or the RealSpeak / Vocalizer voices, which are a little bit higher quality. And whichever one you purchase, you can add the other one later for a smaller price. So once you've downloaded those, they're contained in a what they call a SIS file. That's a Symbian install file. What we want to do is go ahead and open up a Nokia PC Suite. I've already got that installed, and I'm using a Windowize here for my screen reader. Sitting on my desktop, I believe. Let's just double check that.
Start button. Desktop.
I am. Okay. So let's just press N to get to Nokia PC Suite.
N. Neural Start Smart. N. Nokia PC Suite.
And press Enter. By the way, as a side note, the other thing you may want to download is the Nokia Software Updater, and that will allow you to update the firmware on your phone. And that's another reason where you may have to reinstall a screen reader. Some phones will keep all of their content when upgrading the firmware, but a lot of them will not. And in that case, when you upgrade the firmware, it will erase the memory, and you may have to go through this reinstalling the screen reader. So these this tutorial may also help you with that. Okay, so I'm sitting on Nokia PC Suite. Let's press Enter.
Nokia PC Suite.
And
Nokia PC Suite.
Takes a second to load here. Okay, I should be in Nokia PC Suite now. I'm just going to read this window with Control-Shift-W. Now, this window, again, is a little non-standard. Not too much for Windowize to say at this point. Let me just tap the Alt key. Okay. Let's use the mouse keys.
Bottom. Paper routed to green. Caps on, caps off.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't a very speech-friendly app as far as the PC Suite itself goes. Let me just try Alt-F for the file menu.
F. Backup. Synchronize.
Okay. Yeah. We are definitely in the Nokia PC Suite application. That's good. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and connect the USB cable. Most phones come with that. A lot of the Symbian 9.1 phones use the what was called the Nokia POP port. It's a rectangular port, kind of about the size of a, kind of like a parallel port, maybe a little bit smaller. A lot of the Symbian 9.2 and 9.3 phones use either a mini or a micro USB connector. And like I said, most phones come with the cable. So I'm going to go ahead and plug this into the phone. This particular one uses a mini connector, so that's plugged in. And then I'm going to go ahead and connect the other end of this to my one of my USB ports. And what will happen then is this: these phones can connect in several different modes to your computer. They can connect in what's called PC Suite mode, and that's what you want for this install. And they can also do mass storage, which is good if you've got a memory card and you just want to copy things over. And they can also connect some of them in a camera mode to transfer your pictures or a media player. I believe that some of these can default to mass storage if there's a memory card in the phone. So if there is a memory card in the phone, I'd suggest you take it out before you start, because that way it's a guarantee that this should default to the Nokia PC Suite mode when we first connect this, and that's what we want. So I'm going to go ahead and connect this to my computer. And it will take a moment to detect it. Let's see, I'll turn the cable around here. Get that, because it only goes in one way, of course. Okay, there we go.
Mountain Hardware Nokia 6120 Classic.
And it'll take Windows a second to detect this. But then what will happen is it'll pop up a, like a dialog box on the phone asking what mode do you want to connect the phone in, what mode do you want to use. And PC Suite should be the default. And actually, I may not even have to select anything. Well, I probably will still because the dialog box is still there and we'll want to dismiss
it. Mac, button, Nokia PC Suite, property sheet.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and press the
Mac button, Nokia PC Suite
on this phone.
Mac, button, Nokia PC Suite, close this dialog. Button, property sheet. Mac, button, Nokia PC Suite.
Okay, so...
Mac, button, Nokia PC Suite.
Okay, it should be detected. I'm going to go ahead and close this
Nokia PC
dialog
Suite.
Box.
Close this dialog. Button, close this dialog.
I think it's saying something like the messaging support may not be installed or something like that. That's fine.
Space, just, Nokia PC Suite.
Okay.
Nokia PC Suite normal.
Okay, let me just see if Nokia this PC shows, yes, this should.
Taskbar, Nokia PC Sleep button. Site, live the life, Nokia PC Sleep, Nokia 6120 Classic connected via USB button.
Okay, perfect. It says Nokia PC Sleep, Nokia 6120 Classic connected via USB, and that's exactly what we want. So it did default to PC Suite mode. You just press the select key to dismiss that dialog box. Okay, so now what we have to do is to install this. When you install PC Suite, it associates certain file extensions with the application installer. So what we should be able to do here is just open the My Computer window.
My computer. Three floppy A unselected.
And I'm going to go to my C drive and open that.
Local disk C. Document.
Okay, and I've just got it saved to the root of my C drive. So the name of the file is, if we press T.
T. Toxford 403 signed.sys.
C.S. Let me see how that's actually spelled. Let me just press F2 for the rename box. I'm not going to change the name, but I just want to see how this extension is actually spelled.
X-F-I-S, period, S-I-S-X.
Okay, S-I-S-X. So yeah, S-I-S and S-I-X, or S-I-S and S-I-S-X are, you know, extensions that indicate that they are, you know, Symbian install files. And when you install PC Suite, it associates those with the application installer. So what we should be able to do here is I'm just going to press the end key on my phone to make sure I'm not in the screensaver. And we should just be able to press enter on this.
Toxford 403 signed.sys. Dialog Nokia application installer, yes button.
Okay, let's read the whole window.
Nokia application installer, do you want to install the application on the phone? New phone software available, phone software available for Nokia 6120 Classic. Click this balloon to proceed. To update software later, new software updater.
Oh, there's new firmware available for my phone. I may grab that here when I'm done. Actually, I probably will do that. But for now, it's saying, do you want to install the application on the phone? And we do. So...
No button. Yes. Button.
Just tab to yes and press space on that.
Space. Local disk CTOX 403 signed.sys list view. Cancel button dialog Nokia application installer. Nokia application installer. Finish the installation on the phone user interface. Or click cancel to cancel the installation.
Okay. So now you've got a couple of dialogues you have to get through on the phone, but the good thing is we can just press the left soft key to get through them all. So you just want to press that every 5 or 10 seconds. The first one is just asking if you want to install, and you got yes or no. So we'll just press the left soft key and then wait for another five seconds here. And what this will do is install, and it'll come up using the Nokia text-to-speech, which the voice is not very good at all. But at least it's sufficient to get speech. I'm going to press the left soft key again here. And it's asking, I don't have a memory card installed, so it just kind of tells you, you know, what it's going to be installing, how much space it's going to take, that type of thing. And just keep pressing the left soft key. Okay, I'm going to press that again. Just press it. Press it every, you know, 5 or 10 seconds. But anyway, so it'll come up with the Nokia text-to-speech, which will at least allow you to go into the menus, because some phones default to only allowing you to install signed applications, and they won't install stuff that... Okay, it just beeps, I believe.
Local disk C. Top third.
Okay. Okay, as you can tell, that voice isn't very good. But we've got speech. Let me turn the volume up a little bit.
Volume is 7. Window 203/03/200091F6. P1 USMS P2 camera.
Okay. As you can tell, that voice isn't very good. But some of the phones, the E63, that's one of the ones that I've got, it defaulted to only allowing you to install signed applications. So what you would have to do then is go into your menus and use the application manager to disable that and tell it to install all applications. So let's go ahead and install a better voice on here. I do have a license for this phone for the Eloquence and the Vocalizer voices, but for now I'll just go ahead and install Eloquence because it works the same. So we do have speech, and the rest of this is pretty simple. So I'm going to press E.
E. Export E. Eloquence 3rd N61117.sys.
And again, we press Enter.
Eloquence 3rd N61117.sys. Yes button dialog. Nokia application installer. Nokia application installer. Do you want to install the application on the phone?
I do. And I'm already sitting on yes, so let's just press space.
Space. Local disk C. Eloquence 3rd N61117.sys list view. Cancel button dialog. Nokia application installer. Nokia application installer. Finish the installation on the phone user interface. Or click cancel to cancel the installation.
Okay. You probably heard both things talking there. It said finish the install on the phone, and it's saying now do we want to install. So we can just hit the left soft key here to continue, and it's going to say this isn't signed and that type of thing. But we'll go ahead and just continue here.
Application is untrusted and may be harmful to your phone. Additional details. Key 1 continue, key 2 cancel.
That voice really isn't very good, is it? Okay, we'll just hit key 1 to continue. Or left soft key.
Details, call and window. And continue. Installing 0%. Installation complete.
Local disk C.
The install, actually, the application installer stays on the screen until the install is complete, and then it exits on the computer, and then you go back to the C drive. So now we can just open the Tox configuration. We press the menu key, which is the Tox key, and then press star.
License,
we press key 1 to left soft to accept
okay.
That.
Register now.
Register now. I will in a bit. All right, let's get some better speech here.
Screen mode, full screen. Speech dash E2F5, speech nukets 1F1.
Speech Nokia text to speech. Okay, so we'll select that and just arrow down.
Speech on 1F3.
To Eloquence.
Select. Speech dialog talks at Zoom window. Speech tab C25. Speech Eloquence US English 1 of 12. Key 1. Options. Key 2. Exit.
And there we are. I'll go ahead and exit out of here for now. And from there, you are set to go. You can, of course, purchase your Talks license and enter that in the Talks application, and then you can go into your phone and customize it and set it up to your needs. The one suggestion I would make to make navigating the menus easier on these Symbian phones, and I'll show you how to do that, is to open the main menu. And the menu key on these phones, at least on the Symbian 9.2 and 9.3 phones, also functions as the Talks key. On the Symbian 9.1 phones, it's the Edit key. So if you're on a Symbian 9.2 or 9.3 phone, press the menu key twice to go to the main menu. If you're on a Symbian 9.1 phone, you just have to press it once. So mine is 9.2, this particular one, so I'm going to press it twice.
Talks, menu, menu window, web, 5 of 12.
Key okay. One. What you want to do then is press the left soft key or key 1 for options.
Open, 1 of 9, change menu view.
Change menu view, that's what you want to do. Select that.
Select, check item grid, 2 of a list.
And change that to list.
Select, messaging, 1 of 12.
And that way everything's in a nice, just a nice list. And the other thing you may want to do is in the settings, turn off the active standby mode. And that way your standard or your home screen will, Talks will work with this, but I just, maybe it's more of a personal preference, but I like to disable the active standby. That way you don't have all these different icons all over your screen for different things, because you can set up keyboard shortcuts to launch your most common applications. So anyway, that's how you can get Talks up and running on a Symbian phone without sighted help. The same would apply to MobileSpeak also. If you're installing a MobileSpeak, you can install the screen reader the same way and then install whatever voice you've chosen afterward, and it should work just fine for you. So that way you don't have to depend on sighted people to help you get that up and running. If anyone has any questions or comments on this, go ahead and send me an email. My email address is N0OXY, it's my ham radio call, N0OXY at charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R, .net. And love to hear from you. If you you know, if you have any comments or anything like that, feel free to send me a message. And look for more Macintosh podcasts, too, coming up. I am going to do that as time permits. So everyone, take care, and we will talk to you soon.